just sheer opportunism on his part, and it's a very cynical move, and it's especially galling when you consider that Ms. Y, an asylum seeker who was raped in her country of origin and tried to access an abortion here in Ireland, was eventually force-fed, having been on hunger strike. And Tim Jackson isn't on a hunger strike. He's fasting at best. It makes a mockery out of the whole idea of what a hunger strike is. There are men who were on hunger strike in the 80s in Ireland who are still suffering from the physical effects of having been on a hunger strike. What Tim Jackson's doing is just opportunistic and frankly galling.
Now, of course, he is protesting against abortion here in Ireland. It's something that you are in favour of, especially over 60 Donegal women travelled to the UK last year to avail of services there.
That's it. And that's only the women who gave Irish addresses. You're not obliged to. Many more Donegal women will have travelled. And now that accessing the abortion pill on the internet is as easy as it is, a lot of women aren't travelling at all. They're already having abortions in Ireland. So it's just hypocrisy, really. Women are already having abortions. What Tim is doing will not prevent a single person from having the treatment that they want. It's just shaming the women who do decide to access abortion services abroad.